It's your early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Quarterfinal stages of the FIFA World Cup, Qatar 2022. Joining me on the line now is a senior football journalist and writer at Soccer La Duma, Kurt Buckerfield. Kurt, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. How are you doing?
Good, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Really excited for the upcoming game.
Like Mawande, were you feeling withdrawal symptoms yesterday when there was not a single soccer match on screen from the World Cup?
I kind of enjoyed it. Just 2 days without football. There's just been so much football. Knowing that the club football starts just a week after the World Cup, it's kind of difficult to wrap my head around. So I was looking forward to it, and I'm happy that there was a short break. But of course, I'm looking forward to the big, big matches.
No doubt. Croatia taking on Brazil at 5 o'clock to kick off the quarterfinal stages. How do you see that match playing out?
I think this is a game that will be more interesting than people think it'll be. It's definitely Brazil's most difficult game of the tournament so far. They have been super impressive. The football, the team chemistry, it's been great to watch. I think every child with some sort of interest in football grows up understanding the significance of the Brazil national team. And we're seeing that, it's been beautiful to watch. But I think that Croatia will be quietly confident. They've been in this situation just 4 years ago. They have little to prove on this big stage. They'll also be, of course, the underdogs. So it's a difficult one to call. I think Brazil will obviously have most of the ball. I think Croatia will make it very difficult for them to get the ball in the back of the net. But I do see Brazil eventually progressing.
Yeah. The 9 o'clock match is Argentina versus the Netherlands. Many people actually having Netherlands as generally their second team, with Bafana Bafana not being there. They are supporting the Dutch team. I don't find that their style of soccer is, I don't know, enough flair in it for me to be excited about it.
Yeah, it's very rigid. It's very Louis van Gaal. He has very strict instructions for his players. Therefore, it's not always fun to watch. Let's put it that way. But they do get results, so it's efficient. But there's a quiet confidence in that Dutch team. I was talking at a press conference just yesterday where he said that he's confident his team will beat Argentina. And I'm not sure that kind of confidence or those words will sit well with Argentina. We know how sometimes when managers and players speak in press conferences, that is remembered or felt by the opposition players when they take to the field. So I'm sure that Argentina will want to get one over the Dutch. They've met Holland many, many times in World Cups, and it's always been feisty encounters, really strong encounters. So, yeah, it's the game that I'm probably looking forward to the most. I don't know if you'll remember the first time we spoke, I said that Argentina was my favourite. It's been a tricky road, but they're still at the quarterfinals and still in with a shout.
Well, the game I'm looking forward to the most, I must admit, is England versus France, and my money is on France, but we won't have time to talk about that because I want us to talk about Morocco and Portugal, which is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Does Morocco have what they need to upset Portugal?
Absolutely. They are yet to concede a goal by or from an opposition player at the tournament, and the only goal that they have conceded has been a goal, and that includes the penalty shootout. So Walid Regragui has done an amazing job since coming into it. Just a few weeks before the World Cup, he sets his side up to be very, very difficult to beat. So they'll frustrate Portugal. But, of course, having said that, Portugal just put on one of the most exciting displays of the tournament, where they beat Switzerland 6-1 with Ronaldo's replacement, Gonzalo Ramos, scoring the hat-trick.
Kurt, we are going to have to leave it there. We're running up against news. Kurt Buckerfield, thank you very much for your insight. Senior football journalist and writer at Soccer La Duma.
Early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DStv Channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.